This interaction between the Lord and Ananias is so telling, right? Jesus says, Ananias, I have this mission for you. You need to go to Saul. And he's like, Lord, have you heard about this guy? He's evil. He's bad. He's this kind of person that I don't like. That's frightening. That's terrifying. I wonder how many times we've made that move of like, well, that person's this way, and so I'm going to avoid them. And the Lord says, yeah, I know he is, but I've called him. I've called him for a specific mission that turns out to be really, really important, and so you're going to go. And I wonder if we don't even do that with ourselves. The Lord invites us to something we can say, but Lord, I'm this way. I'm too young, or I'm too old. And he says, yeah, I know, but I've called you. I've given you this mission, and I'm going to carry it out through you. And obviously we see what Paul did, right? There's a certain freedom from looking at the externals of ourselves and other people, a freedom from that, and then an obedience, right? A listening, which the apostles were so good at, and which Ananias eventually does, an obedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Go where I tell you, and I'll bless your mission. We should ask for that freedom to see as God sees, and the obedience to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit today.